We've got that going on. All right, let's bring in the president and CEO of the Giants. And he was a man that we were waiting for the decision patiently yesterday. And we got the decision, and the game, of course, was rained out. Larry, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Marty. Hi, good morning. Yeah. Nice to see something called sunshine here.
Absolutely. I said the atmospheric river seems to have passed us, and I'm ready to play baseball again.
Yeah.
So thank goodness. But, you know, it's great having you on. First of all, always a pleasure just to talk ball with you. But how did all this come about? This isn't just Larry Bear says, you know, I'm gonna call the game off and we'll play it another day. There's a lot of things that have to go into this, and I think the fans would be interested to hear it.
Sure. And, well, first of all, just to say for the fans that are listening and, you know, have tickets for today's game, we're good to go. 3 o'clock. It's going to be – it's actually working out, I think, you know, quite well in the sense that the you know, we're going to not only have, you know, good conditions, dry conditions, it looks like from all forecasts, you know, models, but it's also, we're going to be able to have a dry field at 3 o'clock. 1 o'clock would have been a little bit touch and go because we had to actually pump some water out of the dugouts and other places, you know, in the outfield overnight, you know, because there's a lot of rain overnight. And now, Marty, we're in a good situation where at 3 o'clock, not only is it going to be good for the fans with dry conditions, but also good for the players where the field will be really, you know, pretty much in a dry and good state, and there won't be slipping and falling and injury risk. So that's today. In terms of what happened yesterday, you know, it's a pretty rare situation in San Francisco, as it's the sixth rainout in 19 years of this ballpark. And not many rainouts in our 60 years in San Francisco, but the whole thing is you go through Major League Baseball. So we put in requests for what we think would be best in terms of the fans and in terms of the players and all that. They then go to MLB with it. MLB checks with the Dodgers. They also check with the Players Association because when you schedule a split doubleheader by contract and in the CBA and the collective bargaining agreement, the players have to approve that to do a split doubleheader. So all that has to get sorted out, and it's sorted out by Major League Baseball, and then they come back and our plan, which was approved, was to do the makeup game for yesterday. So anybody that has tickets yesterday's game, April 6th, can use those tickets for a 1 o'clock game on April 28th, exactly 3 weeks from today. And the one big thing we wanted to do for our fans was match a Friday night with another weekend day. Because if somebody, say, from Sacramento bought a Friday night ticket, or Modesto, or Fresno, or Reno, thinking that they'd be able to get up for a weekend, not have school or work the next day, we wanted to match that with the makeup game, as opposed to another possibility is to play Sunday night. But Sunday night makes it hard if people have school or work the next day. So we were able to get that accomplished, and then we moved the game back today, 3 o'clock, to make it work a little better for the field conditions.
Talking to Larry Bear, CEO of the Giants. Larry, this decision was made yesterday early in the afternoon, and we know that getting pitchers heated up and then hitting rain delays is never good for the team. It's never positive for the fans to have to wait out a game like that. Do you think we're going to start seeing more teams across baseball maybe make these decisions earlier in the day like this, making call the game at noon rather than at 5, 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night?
That's a great point. I think so. I hope so. Because, you know, again, that's something, you know, if it's touch and go and if the forecasts are shaky, then that's where you get into the problem areas. But it's a great point that it's just from an injury risk standpoint and for the fans. I mean, nobody really wins when you play an inning or two and then you have a 3-hour delay and then you come back. Now, you could argue you need to do it to get the game in, but it's so much better to give everybody advance notice, and the fans that are coming from outlying areas don't have to get in their car and they're, you know, 3/4 of the way to the ballpark and then they hear the game's been called, or they're at the ballpark, watch a couple of innings, and then the game gets called. So this is just more fan-friendly, it's more player-friendly, and I hope so. I hope that it kind of becomes more of the protocol.
I guess it was an easy decision for you guys with the atmospheric river coming. You know,
yeah.
The way Henry
yeah.
described it, I said, I better get a boat in Berkeley and get out.
We usually don't have it that clear, this, you know, situation that clear-cut in San Francisco, because it's drizzling and it's raining and it's shower forecast as opposed to, you know, consistent rain forecast. But we think it worked out for everybody. The Dodgers are coming in. The other thing is sort of unusual. The Dodgers are coming right back in 3 weeks. So the fans don't have to wait. If this was, you know, waiting 3 months, to use your ticket, that's probably not the most fan-friendly thing either. But we're matching a weekend to a weekend. It's 3 weeks. It's a day game. We feel it's a pretty good situation for the fans.
All right. Now, around baseball, yesterday was the opener in Colorado, and I mean, I'm watching MLB Network in the morning, and there's Bud Black being interviewed and the snow flurries. And he's saying, well, let's see what it looks like in 3 hours. Well, in 3 hours, it was like 27 degrees, which was the second coldest ever. I think 23 degrees has been the record for an opening day. Baseball ever talk about this and say, look, let's get these opening days to warm weather climates, places that have domes, so to speak. Isn't this an issue? Because, boy, look at the weather back east and everything.
Yeah, I mean, this is a Rubik's Cube, and it is obviously not working particularly well this year for everybody because you have a lot of games that are, they're not necessarily being called off, some are, but then some are just being played in really tough conditions for the players, really tough conditions for the fans, and games in the temperatures, and you're trying to play a game in the 20s or 30s. Now, the situation is you have two things working here. One is the new collective bargaining agreement provides more off days, so you have to start the season earlier. The alternative would be to keep the season going later and have the World Series in mid-November, and that's probably not good either, right? Having games being played in the snow in November that are going to determine the championship. But you got to, because what's happened now is you have 162 games being played over 187 days versus 183 days. So where are you going to find those four additional days, you're going to have to get them early in the season. So as a result, we started earlier this year. That's the first thing going on. The second thing is the way the schedule is set up with an unbalanced schedule. You're playing within your division more. So when it all gets thrown into the computer to come out with a schedule, you can't do everybody in a warm weather city or in a dome. Because, for instance, in the American League East, what is there? There's one dome. Right?
Or maybe two. Tampa, you got Toronto and Tampa.
Tampa and Toronto. You know, how many domes in the American League Central?
Well, let's see.
None, right?
No, yeah.
You know, and so you do have Texas, but it's not necessarily in Texas. It's not necessarily going to be tropical in late March. So that's the issue. It's I don't know how solvable it is. It's frustrating. I don't think it's fan friendly. I don't think it's player friendly. I think it can lead to injuries. You look at all the injuries in baseball. So I don't have the answer. This is where Rob Manfred and the commissioner and I think Tony Clark and the Players Association, we're getting together to try to make things better for the players, but this was one byproduct that's tough.
Okay.
Was it a pretty easy decision or a quick decision to say you're going to play this game in 2 weeks rather than wait till later in the year when the Dodgers come back?
Well, they don't.
Yeah.
They come back in September.
Right,
they only come
back
in September. So
right.
I think baseball would step in. If we said, hey, we want to play this game September 27th, yeah. I think baseball would veto that, because what if there's rain then? Then you're in trouble. What you don't want to have, especially with the way the playoffs are set up now, and this is another thing when you're talking about rescheduling, you don't want game 163 to be, the Monday after the regular season ends, or the day after the regular season ends, because you're getting ready for the one game wild card, and there's a lot of other things going on. So we would have had to do other options, but I think this was sort of at the back end of the allowable time. I think that if we, doing it in 3 weeks in April, that's fine. Doing it in September, no. And I think that we've gotten a good reception from the fans, basically saying that this made sense for them, and the fans also appreciated hearing it at noon. So they didn't have to venture out to the ballpark and be frustrated.
Well, I know I did. Well, as we're talking, the sun is out here at AT&T Park. So
it's going to be great. And it's going to be a great day here. And tomorrow, the 1 o'clock. Oh, and by the way, Marty, for your bobbleheads, we got a ton of Willie Mays bobbleheads here for you.
Right.
So don't worry. Nobody's walking away without a bobblehead. Who wants one?
Oh, very good. Okay. I was worried about that when I saw 35,000. Hey, just very quickly before we let you go, what's your take on the first six games for the Giants?
Well, here's the thing. You're just sitting with Brian and Bobby and Boach, is that there's a really good vibe with the team, good spirit, and you get you lose a couple of games, tough games, games three and four. You win a couple of tough games. The team's resilient. It's just a different vibe. I think that you have a combination of the core guys that are re-energized. The core guys did not like what happened last year, and they came in with a chip on their shoulder. You know, Buster and Craw and Brandon Belt and the guys who have rings, Madison Bumgarner, you know, they came in and they said, hey, this is not us. And so that you have that. Then you marry that to the new guys, Longoria, McCutcheon, Austin Jackson. These are professionals. These are guys who have played, who have been the leaders of their team. Tony Watson, these are guys who have played in the playoffs. And they come in with a professional attitude. You put those two together, and I think that comes up with that. What you come out with is a totally different vibe this year. More of the vibe of a couple years ago or 2012, 2014. So we feel good just about that. I think that's what you kind of look for. I mean, six games. I think Kutch said this. You're not, at the end of 162, you're not going to say, hey, those first six games. I'm really thinking about what happened in those first six games. What you're looking for is just an attitude and a vibe and the way the team's playing, and I think that that's been a plus so far. We're 3-3, but I think with just the way we've gone at it, it's four of the games have been on the road at our arch rival. So I think it's okay, and we're moving forward and see if we can make some hay here at home.
Terrific. Hey, I appreciate having you on. I think it was really informative to let everyone know how this process went down. And you're right, the key was to get a weekend makeup for the folks who were going to come out on Friday night, so that Thursday didn't make sense. So
correct.
Good thinking. Very good. Larry, thanks so much as always.
Okay, thanks, Marty, and look forward to checking in with you through the year.
Absolutely. All right, that is Larry Bear, the president and CEO of the Giants. Boy, live here at the Public House. Nice to have everybody out here today.